As usual, I was peering up at the moon from the small casement window in the workshop on the corner of Christophstrasse. Despite the snow, its pocked face shone through the clouds, and I watched, mesmerized, while snowflakes fluttered blackly against its luminescence before settling on the ground in drifts of perfect white, a stunning alchemy. Above the rooftops rose the shadow of the cathedral, as watchful as heaven. My master had not noticed the dip in temperature, nor the diminishing light, but was absorbed in the finicky craft of invention. The other workmen had retired for the night to the dormitory at the top of the house, but he had pulled a stool closer to the fire and was busy tinkering with a complex piece of metal. Using a sharp tool, he scraped away tiny scrolls of brass from the edges of a mold. A perfectionist, he was making ever more minute alterations to the equipment so that each piece of type he created would transfer exactly the right amount of ink to the paper he had imported from the mills upstream. Barrels of ordinary stock were stored beneath the stairs, while finer reams of rag paper from Italy, which he preferred, were kept alongside the expensive animal skins which he was going to prepare as vellum. Each night he tried to convince me that we were one day closer to our dreams, but I was no longer so sure. The money he had invested in the printing press, a much-guarded secret, was swiftly running out, and what remained of his gold was turning to sand between his fingers. Besides, I was content the way things were. The room crackled with warmth, and the sounds of my master's industry were all the company I needed. It was a far cry from my past. Just then, I sensed a bundled-up figure lurking outside the church on the opposite side of the street, and pressed my face closer to the glass, trying to distinguish its shape. A lump of shadow had detached itself from the main porch and was staring in my direction. "Are you moon-gazing again, young Endymion?" said my master, making me turn round. "Come, I need your fingers." I nodded, then glanced back at the window. The figure had gone. Breathing on the thick swirl of glass, I drew a face in the moon of condensation and turned back to my master before the smile could fade. "My hands are too clumsy for this work," he sighed, as I crouched beside him. His fingers were scored with scars, and his skin coated in a soft silvery sheen from the metals he used, lead, tin, and just a touch of antimony, that most poisonous element, which gave his pieces of type their bite. Black, inky blotches had settled on his knuckles like flies. I took the magnifying glass from the table and held it out to him. His face was streaked with dirt, and his beard had grown long and grizzled, but I loved him just the same. He studied the mold in his hand for a moment, his eyes swimming behind the lens of beryl. Even now he was not satisfied. He held the apparatus closer to the fire and resumed his tinkering. I liked to think that I could help Herr Gutenberg. He had taken me in as an apprentice 2 years before, when I was a starving waif on the street. It was the least I could do to repay his kindness. No, better yet, his confidence.